Time to talk some Black Bear football. Our Black Bear Report's brought to you, as always, by ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services, full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creativeps.com. Head coach of the Black Bears, Nick Charlton, with us. Happy Monday, Nick. How are you?
Good. How are you, Rich?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you. We'll talk about what went on the field, but first of all, it was such a great atmosphere at that opener Thursday night. It had to feel good to have fans back, and that student section, maybe the best I've ever seen at a Maine game. That was fantastic.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, you could really, especially obviously in the second quarter, you could really feel the energy, and it was cool. I mean, it just felt like things were getting back to normal, and it was definitely one of the best student sections we've had since I've been here. And I know it was a little rainy night, especially in the beginning, but we were definitely happy. I mean, the crowd was great, and it was great to get the community support.
There were a lot of positives in the game, most of all in that stretch in the first half when you came from a 17-point deficit to take the lead, really firing on all cylinders, both offense, a very aggressive defense, the big special teams play as well. You went into the half with the lead, and so things were going pretty well. Was it purely a matter of execution? I don't want to be Brian Kelly here, but was it execution in the second half that made the difference?
No comment.
No.
I mean, at the end of the day, like, college football is a game of momentum, man. You know, when we came out, you know, the guys were excited, and obviously everybody's handling the emotions, including Delaware. They executed it first, and, you know, it was that drive that where we started to run the football and had some play-action pass mixed in there and ended up scoring to get it started, and I think that provided the energy. Defensively, you know, we had a very, very good quarterback on the run for a good amount of the day, but especially in that stretch of time, and we're doing a great job stopping the run as well. So, you know, I think that just provided the momentum. Obviously, some big plays on offense. The blocked punt for a touchdown was big. Went into the half with a lead, so momentum was moving. And, you know, unfortunately, we had two drives in the third quarter that stalled out just due to human error. And of course, you know, the fumble at the end of the third quarter was a big one because that would have put us up. But, you know, it's not one play that did it. You know, I made playing mistakes on Thursday night. So, you know, I think it's really just about finishing. You know, this football team showed what it's capable of doing, you know, against a very, very good opponent. And we know, you know, who we just played, and we know who we're about to. So for us, it's really just about Maine executing. And I think we showed that we are certainly capable of doing that. It just needs to be for 60 minutes.
Well, so many good things on the defense. And you mentioned pressure on the quarterback. Nolan Henderson last year completed 70%. You guys held him to less than 50%. They were never really able to establish a consistent running game. The front four played awfully well. And then your linebacker core. And, man, I love what I've seen so far from the new guy at linebacker, Ray Miller.
Yeah, I mean, Ray had an outstanding game. I mean, he played very hard. He's extremely savvy. You know, he plays on special teams for us as well. Adrian Otero as well. I thought they provided a ton of energy and made plays. So, you know, when you look at going against probably one of the best offensive lines in the country and a team that prides itself on running the football, you know, I thought we did a good job. Unfortunately, we had a couple of explosives that got us, you know, two really big plays that led to 14 points very directly. But, you know, aside from that, I thought, you know, we had a very solid day against a very good offense. And then defensively, you know, that's one of the top defenses in the country for the spring. And we did some really good things. We just need to finish a couple of drives at the end. And, you know, unfortunately, it's encouraging, but we're not looking for moral victories around here. You know, we talked to players about that after the game and then yesterday. You know, we want to win those games. And so I think we know what we're capable of. We just got to put it all together.
Offensively, among other highlights, Michael Monios had a really strong game for you. Xavier Scott looked great. And then Joe made a couple of mistakes there, at least one throwing it into coverage, but also moved the ball, racked up 305 yards and two scores. Obviously, the run game wasn't what you want it to be. What do you do to generate more offense on the ground this week?
Yeah, I think, you know, we got to continue to be committed to the run game. And, you know, we want to be balanced, so throwing it 41 times and only having 23 carries isn't what we want. We knew what we were going against up front, but we got to be able to run the football. the two sacks hurt those numbers, but we still didn't consistently run it at the level that we want to. We got to get Freddie Brock going more than he did. So, you know, there's a number of areas that we feel like we needed to address, and we have. You know, we're playing a different style of defense this week, which allows us to, you know, change our scheme a little bit and do some things that we want to do. So, you know, that needs to be addressed. I thought Joe overall played well. You know, there was a few mistakes. You know, the interception at the end was on a tip pass over the middle, which they got to get on the same page, but that never resulted in anything good, tip passes over the middle. And then earlier in the game, it was on a third down that, you know, he had some pressure in his face. He's got to step into that throw, and we got a shot on it. But overall, I mean, a good day from Joe, not a great day, but again, I could have done a better job as well. So lots of encouragement. Just, you know, again, we do feel like we let one get away. So that's the hard part. And, you know, I think everybody's moved on. So we know what we have in this opponent coming up, and we're just focused on James Madison right now.
I thought special teams played awfully well for you, and especially happy to see the work that Vlad Rivas did on kickoffs, racking up those touchbacks.
Yeah, I mean, very encouraging. I mean, that was a big reason why we brought him here. You know, we haven't had a touchback in 2 years. So for us to get touchbacks and have that field position change, I mean, it certainly affected the game. When you look at the beginning of the game, you know, the first kickoff return, they brought it back to the 45, and then we played the punt game with them to where we kind of went back and forth, and we never could get out of bad field position. And then the second quarter, we were able to get plus field position, back them up, and then obviously block the punt. So special teams, it's more than just, you know, explosives like blocking a punt. It's field position because it really helps offensively and defensively. And I thought we did a nice job overall. There are certain some plays we left out there. We could have blocked another punt, but very encouraging overall, I would say, on teams.
And obviously a tough task this week. We know how good James Madison is, but the Black Bears have always played them tough. I like the matchup there, and you know them very well. What are a couple of keys for you this Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it a second ago, you know, run the football, because this is, along with Delaware, probably one of the better defensive fronts we're going to go against. And we know what type of players they have and their scheme, of course, you know, with the familiarity. So I think we got to really establish the run game, and I think that helps Joe in the pass game out in a big way. Defensively, we got to continue to play the way we did, with the energy and then executing and not allowing explosives, because when you play fundamental defense, you tackle, you communicate in coverage, that's when you start getting turnovers and takeaways, and that's really the next step. But I think it was pretty evident that is there. So I think we got to continue playing with that energy against a team that runs the football and does it pretty heavily. And then on teams, I mean, it's we talked about before the game about how important special teams was going to be, and it certainly was. And I think for, again, another team that's well coached, they work on teams just as much as we do, I'm sure. So I think field position is going to be big, especially when you're going on the road to one of the best environments that we're going to play in this year. So, you know, we got to communicate, but I think it's all about execution at the end of the day.
All right, Nick, have a great week of practice. Good luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
Nick Charlton, head coach of the Maine Black Bears on Downtown Black Bear Reports, brought to you by Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor. Everything from oil changes to engine jobs, from experienced local people you can trust, BennettAutoCenter.com. And by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor, with full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com.